Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the LatinGP call on March 21st, 2019. In the call, we have Bill, Dennis, Jean-Paul, Matt, Marco, Marjana, and Pettinan. Over to you, Marjana.
Well, we are again together to discuss where we have been stopped for 4 weeks or something like this. I made this agenda. I hope everyone have seen it. Maybe if there is any action items which are not specified here, please send me additional message that I can keep track what is going on. Okay. Now we can see all the action items. The next one point in the agenda was, sorry, I can't see. I can't scroll it. Pettinan, will you scroll a little bit? Yes, now it is here. Okay. My proposal is first to hear what was happening during item 64. I forgot that also Dennis and Michael was there, maybe Bill was there also. Who will take the lead and give us some information what you have been discussing, what you have been discussed with IP, and what are the results? Who is volunteering? Michael, please take the lead.
Yeah. Okay. We had the discussion with IP regarding the middle dot for the Catalan language. I also brought a Catalan-speaking person with me, but the discussion was quite short as the reasoning was that the procedures simply do not allow for characters of that type with context rules, and there's no real possibility to change the procedures, as that would mean that every work until now would have to be redone because other things might also be for discussion. We just conceded the point and said, "Okay, then it won't be possible to have the middle dot." That was the discussion with IP. Was there some other point we discussed with IP? I think Bill also distributed some examples and asked for their opinion. Would you like to continue, Bill?
I don't think anything of note came out of that discussion.
Okay.
I can add to that.
Yes, please, Dennis.
The one thing that is clear, because it seems to me that every now and then we go in circles and came back asking IP for guidance as to what is really in the scope. The one thing or the two things that took note is that they clearly don't want to do our work, so we really need to come to an agreement as to which cases we put forward for them to review. They're not saying that. At some point during the conversation, it kind of looking that we can say everything that we don't agree with, and they will make a call for us, and they clearly said, "No, that's not what we want. You need to look at, you have to send what are clear-cut, obvious cases. And that's where you need to really come to a conclusion within the generation panel. And they qualify obvious as to, well, the majority of the panel thinks a variant relationship is warranted one way or the other, right? But there is disagreement as to a case, then that means that it's not obvious.
Okay. Is there anything else that someone wants to add to this discussion? No, so thank you. We have now, we reached the point four. We should continue our work when we were before, 4 weeks. So please, Dennis, will you take the lead now, because you are in this matter better than me.
Sure, Mijana. I think we left off from doing the base character homework. Can't remember one we were reviewing.
We were reviewing the mine, and we had this discussion about the diuresis and two acute or something like this, but I'm not sure that we finished it.
Right, right. So then I think it's my recollection. I think we need to come to an agreement as the principle as to which we're doing this analysis, right? Again, I think the hypothesis of doing this, Peter, if you can help us bring up to the screen one of those documents that we were discussing.
Okay.
Thank you. So the framework as to where we're doing this analysis is to confirm whether handwriting conventions are transported or transferred to font design, and what I don't believe we have found any evidence of that. And then some of us are applying visual similarity factors as to that. So what I'm saying is that let's do an analysis and stick to the methods or criteria that we are trying to confirm a bit or reject. And then if there is a visual similarity analysis that we need to do, we can do that under that framework. I'm going to pause here. I see Mats raising the hand. Mats, please go ahead.
Yeah. Isn't the alpha, an example of handwriting transferring into font design, and also the F, tailed F case, isn't that handwriting transferring into font design from those examples?
Yeah, I think so, right? I think we know that A,
because you said that
the Latin
no
A.
examples. You said there were no examples, but that I think that those two are actually examples. So
yeah, you are correct. Yeah, right. Yeah, you are correct. So in those cases, right, we know that the Latin A has two generally accepted representations, right? The one with I don't know how they call it, but I think you know what I mean as far as the two representation. And same goes with the F, right, that we found the F with a hook. It's a generally accepted representation of letter F. So those are good examples, because we can find photo evidence of that just by looking at the font design, right? But in other cases, like for example, the double acute, double diuresis and double acute, I think that's a stretch. We haven't found, or at least we haven't seen that evidence put forward. Bill, please go ahead.
My impression is we also found the same thing with the letter G. One has the basically two little circles hooked together, and the other one has a circle with a tail extending below the line. Am I, is my memory failing me, or did we, in fact, see that? Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Bill. But is there, so yes, so can you remind us if, whether there is a, so in the case of the A, I think the conversation is relevant as to the two representations of Latin A because of the representation of Greek alpha. In the case of G, is there any cross script or within script that will warrant?
I don't recall one off the top of my head. I just don't want to lose track of the fact that pair exists as we go forward looking at specific cases.
Right. Thank you. Matt, there's a new hand.
Yes, potentially there is, because as far as I remember, there is such a letter in the Latin script, but I don't think that it's in our repertoire. So no, I don't think we have it as a potential variant.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought so, but yeah, I don't have right now. We've seen so many glyphs that yeah, it's hard to keep track. So going back to the document, let me see if I can scroll here. Oh yeah. So again, do we need to go over these and so why don't we do this? Can I have a pity? Okay, yeah, here. I'm going to open the file here and let me share my screen. Let's see if I can do this without losing access to Adobe. So I might be dropped from Adobe Connect, so please bear with me. I can do this. So share my screen. That one. Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. All right, so I don't remember where we left off, so let's start from the top. But first, can I hear an agreement that what we're doing here with this analysis is to prove or disprove the notion that handwriting conventions are transferred to font design? Well, we're not doing a visual analysis here. We're trying to see whether, for example, double acute is represented as double diuresis, or vice versa, double diuresis is represented as a double acute, right? Generally, can we show our hands or say J, nay? I don't know. How do you wanna? Match,
so so the question is, if it's seen in font design, not if it's being used as such, because that's a difference.
Correct, exactly. So we have started doing this because of Maker raised the issue, right? Oh yeah, in certain orthographies, for shortcuts or conventions, you know, the double diuresis is reading as a double acute, and that's generally accepted. So that kind of triggered us to do this analysis and see whether those conventions were transferred to font design. right? And so we want to prove or disprove so that if that's the case, then obviously there is a case for confusion. What we can derive from this work, though, is that we can see maybe there's candidates here that we can take from here, from this analysis, and say, okay, let's throw those to do a visual analysis afterwards. So I want to separate the two works because otherwise we're just confused one with the other.
Yeah,
to answer the question, Matt. Yeah.
Right. So let me clarify, because I have seen like double acute being used instead of a diuresis, but not in fonts that we have looked at, but in reality, and probably they have taken the double acute in a position where you would expect diuresis, and also seen O with tilde in a position where you would expect diuresis. Probably they have taken O with tilde,
right?
Instead of, because it can't be perceived that way. But that's a different aspect, because it hasn't affected the font design. Rather, the people use whatever is available to achieve some effects.
Right. But is it also true, or I don't know if whether true or not, or a question, right? Those people that using those like shortcuts to, for example, diuresis, just making a stroke, would they do the same when they type a computer, or when they read and transcribe something from paper to a computer, would they use the same? If they see a stroke, they will try to find a stroke, or they will actually recognize that that's not a stroke, that's actually a diuresis or an acute or whatever.
What, in a Swedish concept, you could use a tilde over an O, but you would type O with diuresis. Because
right.
O with diuresis is the typical shape in typing, but yeah. I've seen the O with tilde being used to create some decorative effect, and it's not no problem to perceive it as an O with diuresis. Colleagues of mine haven't even noticed it when I've seen it and put it out. After when I pointed it out, but before they have just seen it as an O with diuresis.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with O with W acute. It's decorative. It is in decorative purpose. So it hasn't, as far as I've seen, it hasn't been transferred into font design. So here is another area, a grayish area that we move into.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite complex.
It is, yes. I have Michael, then Bill.
Yeah, to your question, Dennis, I, for example, for laziness, would sometimes just write a horizontal or more like horizontal bar on top of the letter instead of the two dots, but when using computers and typing, of course we use the letter with the two dots, which is also on the keyboard. So it's a regular key, like an F and G or whatever. So there's no need to decide what kind of thing you put above the letter.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Bill?
Yeah, Mats, if I understand what you're saying, it isn't that someone in Sweden would type a tilde or a double acute when he intended a diuresis. It's that if he was reading it and he saw the tilde or the double acute, he would just take it to be a diuresis. But it's a matter of when he's reading something, not when he's typing something. Is that my understanding correctly?
Yes, correct. And the same thing as with A. If you see the A with the alpha shape, you would write, you would type an A because you cannot type the alpha shape on the keyboard. And you wouldn't try to find it either. You would type the A because it's the same thing. And the long, the tail F is the same thing as a regular F. And here, the O with double acute is the same thing as the O with diuresis. It's perceived as the same thing. And that's a transfer from handwriting. Because in handwriting, you don't see, in most cases, you don't see diuresis in handwriting. You see more things more like double acute or a tilde or maybe even a Macronabov. So the tilde above is actually in script. When I learned handwriting, script form handwriting at school, the tilde was the way to create the diuresis, so to say, above the O and A for those two letters in Swedish. That was the correct way of doing it, the tilde.
So I will put myself on the queue and then Bill. So I think the key question, because we're talking too much on handwriting, right? And the scope of this work is on machines or computers, how the population, the people using the internet type of, accept the characters on a computer, how they type or how they read these characters in a computer, not so much on hard writing. Because I think what I'm hearing is that there's a clear distinction as to how people write and how people input these letters into computers and how they read them and how they treat them. Bill.
Yeah, I would say the discussion of handwriting is more trying to analyze why people would perceive two things as interchangeable rather than anything else. And we don't, I mean, that's interesting to know, but the important question is, do they perceive things that way? On a related question, Dennis, perhaps you can help us. In Spanish, is the tilde, if you're a Spanish speaker and you see a Macron, would you perceive that as equivalent to a tilde, or would you not?
In a computer? No, I will say that's not Spanish.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so all points considered, let's so move on. Can we all agree that what we're doing here is to, again, prove or disprove handwriting techniques are transferred to font design. If we find possible candidates to be analyzed on a visual basis, we can do that. We flag them and we, build the proper worksheet in order to do that analysis based on the framework that we've agreed on. All right, so moving along, going back, time check, 12:25, so we have 35 minutes to go. So Mirjana had this list of code points to analyze to compare diacritics above. Let's see. Over here. And we find here, this is, got it, let me see, there's, all right, so comparing O and U's on the same page, that's okay. So generally, what we see here is diuresis is always a diuresis and acutes, double acutes. Do we want to do visual analysis on these pairs?
Yes, I think we do.
Okay. Bill, can you help me isolate these pairs? I think if you can follow the on the document, just, you know, take the code points so that we know which ones we need to do later.
I'm not sure what you're, are you asking me to do that, to talk about them now, or do you want me to
just
notes of which ones?
Make note of the code points that we're going to have to do the worksheets for visual analysis. So this case
okay.
is the O U with diuresis and acutes.
Okay, can do.
Thank you. So then we also, okay, so it's OU because of the other categories do not have a comparable base character as well. So it's only O and U that had the same base character to do the analysis. So moving on to the other character, which is letting a small letter T and L with a stroke. So I think that's kind of a no-brainer. It's difficult for the L with a stroke be, from a font standpoint, be confused or with a T. Okay. Moving on to stacking of diacritics. Here we have the code point E with circumflex and tilde. Okay. So what we have here, So what we see here is that the diacritics are aligned one top of the other without creating a illusion of diacritics falling over to the following character. So that's good. Same with E. Diacritics are aligned in vertically. And same with O. And then we do grave. Or grave. Well, yeah, but there are no pairs. Okay. Yeah.
Excuse me. What?
I'm sorry.
What? What are there no pairs of? I'm not quite clear what you're saying.
Oh, the. I don't know why it's, so the graph, we would need to find, I don't know why is this here.
It's aligning issue, I think.
Aligning?
Yeah.
Is it the aligning?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is aligning.
Okay.
Okay, then yes.
And you have the conclusion at the end that the diacritic is always aligned properly.
Yeah. Okay.
the finding is at the end of the picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. It's expected since it's only one single diacritic. Okay.
Yeah.
Horn and graph. Okay. So here we have pairs of O with graph and O with horn, U graph, U with horn, and then a mixing of two horn and graph. Okay.
Yeah.
So looking at the, yeah. So you are mixing, so here we have on the string, O with graph and horn, O, single O again, O with horn, and O with graph. So that's the sequence you are comparing here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking, is there any combination where the diacritic is not showing correctly according to the subsequent characters? Could it be mixed? And I didn't find any mixed with some other combination of the diacritic and base letter, but I didn't find the things were positioned correctly all the time. That
mm-hmm.
was my conclusion.
Yeah.
There is a strange thing when sometimes the diacritic looks to be to the left of the letter, but this situation doesn't, it, because when two letters are together, sometimes it looks
yep.
that the second letter has the diacritic to the left side, but this is not the regular positioning of the diacritic, so that's just one comment, which is not important for anything.
Okay. Good. We continue with base characters. Okay. So we know this, this is already a proposed, variant pair. So no need to go over that. Same with F and F
with
hook. We
yeah,
just need to make sure, when we present these pairs, we, put the proper rationale, to support the proposal.
Yeah.
All right. So this is it on Mirjana's. So if I recollect correctly, there is two pair of copoints that we want to do a visual analysis. That's the O with diacritics and diuresis, and U with diacritics and diuresis and diacritics.
Double acute,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we move on to the next document?
Okay. Would you like for Bill or Michael?
Either. We can do Bill, the one that you have handy. If you can post the URL on the chat room, please, Pitinan.
Okay. All
Thank
right,
you.
So that's the link to the Bill's document.
Okay. So I'll wait for everyone to open the document in case you want to follow on your own pace. All right, so the bill had the following copoints, layer A with circle above, series of A's, D's, K's, U's, more A's, E, O, and A's. And let's see how they stack together. Okay, the circle above, okay, circle above. So not picture, but I would assume, yeah. So there is no other characters with circle above, so really no pairs to look at here.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay, yeah. Then Caron and Hook. So we have on Caron and Hook, we have the letter D. Yeah, so two letter D with Hook and the other D with Caron. And also L's and T's. Okay. It's only D? Yeah, so only D. So this is way to zoom out, I guess. I don't know. It's blurry. Well, never mind. Let me see if I can do this again on World Market. Okay, so, unlock Google Fonts. Now there, it's a pay for service. Oh, interesting. Okay, so we'll stick with showing your fonts then. They want to monetize now. All right, so this is the deal with Caron and deal with Hook comparison. Yeah, Caron's and Hook's are differentiated. No, really, the Caron, it's more of an external element to the D, a decoration, if you will, whereas the D with the Hook, it's an extension of the right leg or right vertical bar. Okay.
They seem to be separated, well separated.
Yeah, they're separated. But Bill notes indistinguishable. Can you elaborate, Bill?
The font design does not overlap, which was the point of the exercise. It was my perception that at normal font sizes, I couldn't tell the difference, which is all I was saying there.
So this is a candidate for visual analysis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So can we... So let's put those code points under your list, please.
Done.
Thank you. So we move on to K and K with Hook. See, I don't know how clear you can see these pictures. So let me do this again here. Okay, so K with Hook.
Yeah, this would be the same situation. The font design doesn't extend to that, but again, it's a candidate for visual similarity review.
Okay, so let's move those two code points to your list.
Yep.
Thank you.
One problem that we have when you look at the word mark, it is that it does font substitution sometimes.
Does font substitution meaning?
Well, if a font does not have K with a hook font, it picks some other font instead. And displays it. In some of the cases,
I mean, for example, here in this screen, if you can see mine screen on your computers, the K-wheel hook, it's in several of these, it's the same thing, right? It's kind of a default font, even though the regular K, it's shown different, right? It's just because it's not encoded in that particular font, so it defaults to the genetic one, yeah. Okay. So moving on, M and M with dot below. Let me so it would be difficult to see an M without below, so what this is more a candidate for underlining than even visual similarity, right?
It would certainly be a candidate for underlining, yes.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not sure why it's even here, but yeah, this is being analyzed under underlining. Okay. Stacking evaluation.
And also here, I mean, in many of these cases, it's a different font for the M with dot below.
Say that again, Matt.
Also here, with the M with the dot below, they use a different font.
Uh-huh.
So it sticks out very different.
Yeah.
More different than it should be.
Right. In certain cases, it's going to be even more distinguishable, you're saying, because it's not follows the
it's not the
design
same
features.
Font.
Yeah, it's not the same font. Yeah. So it's going to be even more, it will pop out from context.
Yes.
All right. So now diacritics, all in one shot. Oops.
Yeah. I don't know if we need to go through these in all cases. They're stacked vertically.
Yeah. They do. So what do you do here? Okay. So this is... Okay. On this one... There. Yeah, and that's it. So, yeah, the vertical all things to up to align. So we have shortlisted some of these cases for visual analysis. Bill has the list. Let's move on to the next worksheet. Petina, if you can share the next
document. May I make a comment of stacking?
Yes, Matt, you may.
Yes. Yeah. My impression is that the stacking problem is only there if the character is created by a base character plus a mark. So if it's not a pre-composed character, pre-composed, then it's there and things are keep aligned. But if it's a mark, sometimes the mark sets aside, so it's not correctly handled or encoded in the font.
Yep, I know what you're referring to. Some of the combinations that we have proposed in the repertoire in the LGR are combining sequences, right? And some of those, depending on the rendering engine, will display as one single composed character, or in other cases, because lack of support of the combination, the combining mark is shifts to one side or the other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But was that just a statement, or were you looking for us to do something with it?
Right. So this is a statement and explains why we don't see stacking problems in most cases, even if there are multiple diacritics, because from a character point of view, this is just one code point, and there's no problem of rendering it because it's pre-composed. So the stacking problem will certainly be a problem for cases where we have a sequence, or might be a problem when we have a sequence, but probably not when we have something pre-composed.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Matt. Now with this, we've seen many, many cases now. I think it's, we can safely say when it's a pre-composed character, it's going to show up, render correctly, I think, or as intended. All right, Michaels. I think we did Michaels, but I mean, I don't mind doing it again. And hearing no objection, I think we don't mind to do it again. So let's do it. So these are the code points that he had to analyze. Let's jump right into the pairs. So A with tilde and A with Macron. Okay, I think we can safely say this is Macron's a Macron, tilde is a tilde. My opinion,
that
does not even
cases,
warrant.
There's say, no support
yeah.
for both of them.
I'm sorry, Matt?
There's no support for both characters. So you have a font substitution.
Yeah, yes, I can see in an example you have the A with a ball shape and the other with the belly. I think the one is A with a ball and A with a belly. Okay, yeah, that's right. Same with A, letter A. Macron tildes, clearly each diacritic is rendered as intended, no overlap. And now I think here is one of the, is a G with Macron above a sequence? I think it is, right?
Yes, it is.
That's why we see the shifting of the Macron over the G. So in this case, the rendering engine in Michael's computer makes the G with Macron look weird, if you will. But yeah, Macron is a Macron. And let me just out of curiosity, let me see how it renders in my machine. The G, where's the G? Oh, wait a minute. This is G. Is it one single code point, G with Macron?
Here it says.
Looks like
yeah. It. Is it? Okay. Let me see. So. Interesting. So, different... Okay, I thought it was a combining sequence, but it's not. For some reason, in your computer, Michael, the Macron is kind of consistently, to the right of the G instead of rightly above. But I guess it depends on the computer.
Yeah, use Windows.
Yeah, you're using this window. Okay.
If you want to see an example of... using a combining mark, you probably want something like the Latin small letter O with dot below, combining with the grave accent, which is used in Yoruba. Does that, that actually does in, word mark have cases where the mark is over the following letter.
But the interesting here is that
I don't know if that was on anybody's assignment, but,
But the G with tilde is a combining.
The G with tilde is a combining.
Yes. And
that's
right. Quite interesting. That's why I thought it was the Macron, because the Macron appears worse in Michael's display.
Yeah. In some cases, very few of those, you see the G with the Macron slightly to the right instead of rightly above. But I guess no concern. All right, let's keep moving. N tilde and Macron. Okay, so is these two also combining sequence? N with tilde. And N with Macron, yeah. So this is N with Macron is a combining sequence in this case. Okay. Sorry about that. Let me see. Go back. Okay. So in Michael's computer, he finds certain ones that, well, not certain, just one, which may cause confusion. But in general, Macron is a Macron and tilde is a tilde.
Maybe we should also look at this and put this on the list for the similarity check.
Yep, let's do that. Bill, can you take note of this pair?
Yes, sir.
N with Macron and N with tilde. All right, looking at the next pair, O with tilde and O with Macron. Same thing. O tilde Macron. Consistent rendering of the diacritics here, and then we move to hook versus dot above. Okay, so these are the candidate letters. Let's see what the pairs. We have the hook here again. Okay with the hook. So with the first pair, E with hook and dot. Okay, so no overlap as to rendering of the diacritics on E. The next pair is letter I. Hooks and dots, different. Letter Y. So we have the Y with hook and the hook above. Okay, so one is extension and the other one is a decoration. So consistent rendering. And then we have base character evaluation. better eyes, okay? So here are the ones that you are underlining is the visual similarity based on, because they are capital letters. Is that the reason?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that even though I use small eyes in some fonts, these small eyes seem to be presented as capital eyes, and then there's no difference.
So I recommend putting, like another letter, too.
Yeah, there's certain fonts are only capital letters, and that's where, of course, capital I, for example, in these examples, right? Of it's all capitals, and then yeah, of course, they become indistinguishable. But as far as lowercase letters, the dotless I. Dotless I will always appear as a dotless I, and the I will always have the decoration on top of it. And sometimes you didn't have, that's interesting, not even representation of common letters in this font. Okay, so... So in this case, no variant relationship warranted, but we do have to analyze this under IDNA 2003 compatibility issues. All right, stacking evaluation. I don't think we need to go through this. We established with several examples that the stacking is always consistent, due to the letters being a single code point and not a combination or sequence. Okay, done. So I think we only noted one pair here, the letter N, Tilde and Macron. Can we look at the next one?
Wasn't there an O and a U as well? With the... that were candidates for visual similarity?
O and U? These ones? For completeness.
The N, the O, and the U, you know, either they all will be or they all won't be, but when we make the decision about visual similarity for Macron and Tilde, it would apply to all three.
For completeness, let's put all the pairs with the same pair of diacritics. Pitina, can we look at Hassan's?
Right, I already pasted in the chat.
Yeah, I think Hassan's we already look at this, but regardless, I think we were missing Hassan's and Makel's, but it's 1 minute to the top of the hour, so I'd like to hand it over to Mirjana just to close, and I think we will have to, I would like to continue this online, because it's fairly an easy exercise, and we can shortlist the ones that need a visual similarity analysis and just try to keep moving instead of waiting for another 2 weeks to complete this. Over to you.
My proposal is, because we have a long pause between these two meetings, that our next meeting should be next week to accelerate a little bit our work and to see what will be the next step. So my proposal is to have next week the meeting same time, and after that we can arrange meetings bi-weekly or like before. Any comments to this proposal? Michael, please.
Actually, not to that proposal, that's fine for me. I just wanted to mention that I had the task to write the text about the SZ and SS variants.
Yeah.
I put that into our proposal document in section 672, so maybe everybody could read through that and add some comments or thoughts, and we can discuss it during the next call.
Okay, thank you. I see that you put it in the report, but this we should first finish those things which are priority, and whatever is in the report, it should the people will read it and comment it later. Okay, Michael, Max is also seconding that the meeting should be next week, so Bill is, then it's, everybody is fine with it, so thank you very much for being present on this call, and we shall hear each other next week, same time. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye.